The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
It was reported overnight that the former government advisor, former TD, and participant in the peace process in Northern Ireland, significant participant, Dr. Martin Manser, died at the age of 78. And of course, among the various Taoiseach that he advised, one was Bertie Ahern, and Bertie Ahern joins us this morning. Good morning, Bertie.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm good. And before we talk about Martin Manser, my condolences. I understand that your sister Kathleen has died this morning. It is a difficult day, I assume.
Yeah, Kathleen died 2 hours ago. She had been struggling for a while, Anton, and thanks for your sympathy. And obviously pass on my condolences to our wider family that I'll see later on.
Well, we appreciate your time on a difficult morning. To Martin Manser, then, you would have worked with him significantly, though to some extent you inherited him from the previous boss. He found his political role with your predecessor, Charlie Haughey.
Yeah, Charlie, I think, spotted him as really a bright young official in the Department of Foreign Affairs in the late 70s, just after he came to power. And Martin left Foreign Affairs and he came over as advisor and main advisor to Charlie, worked with him throughout his time. And, you know, Martin was speechwriter, advisor, historian, organizer of so much. And I think he wasn't just dealing with, I know he's best known for his huge involvement in Northern Ireland, but, you know, he did international affairs, he did the economy. He was always, you know, into the budget speech, the economic speeches. So he'd a very wise brief. He was an extraordinary person to go into Martin's office. Now, it'd be definitely spaghetti railway station. There'd be files and books and everywhere in the place. But Martin knew where everything was. I don't think anyone else in the world could have ever known. But he was an extraordinary genius and a huge intellect and, you know, a great guy to work with. He's well able to fight and handle himself as well, but he's a lovely, lovely person.
What was the dynamic like between himself and Haughey? Because Haughey was Haughey was known for being very much into the arts, but not necessarily himself being particularly literate or erudite. Manser, a doctorate in pre-revolutionary French political philosophy background from Oxford. The two wouldn't seem like easy bedfellows.
No, and I think Charlie and I suppose the rest of us, we all grew that, you know, Martin was the expert, and if you wanted to know anything about anything, you kind of, I was whip in those early days, as assistant whip and whip when Martin came in first, so I was in an office beside him, and Veronica Guerin, when the late Veronica Guerin was with us on that floor as well at the time. And, you know, I think Charlie has huge respect to me. He used to fight with a lot of us, but he didn't fight with Martin. I think Martin would draft up the speeches, and Charlie, of course, was a great editor of the speeches. If you give Charlie a speech, you could get as many edits back on it. But I think Martin was able to navigate that very successfully with Charlie. So they had a great relationship. And I remember when he was doing that Spirit of the Nation, he did the book on them, which Sean McBride, I think, launched with Charlie and Martin. But he put that together, which was Charlie's speeches of his whole lifetime. And, you know, that was an incredibly difficult task of, you know, trying to patience a Jove to get through Charlie to do the speeches of his 40 years around. So I think Martin did that. And, you know, he just did that huge, huge ability. And I think I know a lot of the bitches about Martin will be about the North, but I'd just like to be, you know, very clear that he had a far wider knowledge. The history of this, that, and the other. He was fascinated with him. He'd go through a large book in a few days. I mean, he'd mark the bits that he wanted. And if in 6 months' time there was something come up, he'd take down that book and he'd be off into where he marked them. I mean, he just was such a brilliant researcher and scriptwriter.
And his value to you as Taoiseach, because obviously when somebody takes over as leader, there is often a purge of the back room. You decided to continue to keep Martin Manser as an advisor to you. Why?
Yeah, well, I think Martin, you know, from 1980 on, Martin was just the key guy on the team. I mean, he held so much together. He went from Charlie, Talbert, Reynolds, He then got very deeply involved in the North, obviously, when he was one of the three that went to that first meeting in 88, up with the Redemptorists in Clonard in Belfast to meet Sinn Féin. So that was them. When it came around to me after Albert, obviously the continuation, well, I'd worked with Martin all the way along, so there was never a question that he wouldn't be with me. But his work on the North, he had been going to Belfast, he was meeting people from all sides. Incidentally, he, in spite of lots of threats and concerns about his safety, he would never take any security, and he always went by train to Belfast. And in those days, you remember, Anton, that wasn't the safest thing to be doing, because they were forever stopped and off the line and bomb explosions and whatever. But he continued to do that. So when I came along, when we started in 95, doing the framework document in January, February 95, Martin had done so much work on that. So we followed through and we continued to meet all the parties, and, you know, they were coming down, we were going up. So 95, 96, 97, then when I was elected, Martin was a key person throughout those opposition years, and then, of course, into the negotiations on Good Friday. But he had been there all the time. He'd been there right from 1980. The only one, if subject to correction, but the only one that was there all the way through that whole process.
And what did you make then of his decision to get into electoral politics?
Very extraordinary. He I hope, and my sympathies to Liz and the family, which I did yesterday or last night. But he wasn't a likely guy to be running. He ran for the Senate first in 2002 and did very well, and we were delighted with that. But then to run for in the constituency in Tipperary, which of course Tippers is very much the ancestral home of the Mansers, and they have a farm there, and Martin loved that. But down he went to run in Tipperary, was elected in 2007, which I was really delighted with. And we had a good team around him. Now, Martin wouldn't have been the greatest guy to know the ins and outs of the medical card or the housing rules and things like that. That wasn't the kind of stuff Martin would be reading at night time. It would be more into some historical biography of something somewhere in the world. But elected he was, and then when I was gone, Brian Cowan came in, and he became a Minister of State Finance during those difficult days of the crash. And so he had an extraordinary career. But I was with him last week. I was with him on Thursday night. He was in great form, and he was looking. He got immersed in the. There's an association of former parliamentarians, which a lot of were all members of when we retired. But Martin was very active in it, and he was looking so much of going down to Western Sahara and down to Morocco, and, you know, seeing the world down there. And unfortunately, that's where he died at lunchtime yesterday.
Bertie, thanks again for your time this morning, and condolences again on the loss of Kathleen.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.